Wailuku, the raging Kahawai, the river. Her kaholo, her long sinuous journey begins as a watery, pencil-thin line, a mere trickle, mocha, way up high, looking towards Nā Lani on Mauna Kea. Her awana is a graceful journey iho, downslope, towards rainy Hilo. Ai, Hilo, ikawa kanilehua. As she continues to iho, journey downslope, a magical transformation ensues from her embodiment of a graceful, delicate trickle. She widens, becoming voluptuous. She's now a raging beast, plunging turbulently downward, full of enna, capable of arbitrarily grasping in her watery fist a young, reckless life and smuggling it into one of her many deep, cavernous pockets in her slimy anna. She'll stash it there, it's hers, until the pale, lifeless form struggles through a multitude of tempestuous undercurrents to surface somewhere iho, downslope. But during the course of her journey, she leaves a trail of dazzling performances after week upon week of infinite drops of rain from Nā Lani. Awestruck Malihini call these wonders Pi'ihonua Camp Cascades, Boiling Pots, Rainbow Falls. Old Hawaii calls them Poakana, Koakanini, Pe'epe'e, Waia Nue Nue. She weaves ever so gracefully, skirting around sacred, smooth boulders, leaving her mossy footprints of slippery limu. She continues to awana in the wee hours of the morning. From my hamakua facing bedroom window, I hear her raging, bellowing sounds, drowning out the lonely, searching calls of the small, scaly river creatures of the night. Searching in blind rage, she leaves no boulder, no jagged rock, no slimy pebble unturned. River mo'o waits, watching her every move, hearing her belches and snorts and eerie releases. He, shaking out the raindrops from his mane of writhing eels, belts out a wicked laugh. Get plenty time, he says, slowly sharpening his battle-ready claws against the skull boulder. He waits patiently for the right moon. O Wailuku, you watery, undulating wahine ali'i, once a graceful trickle from Nā Lani, you've morphed into a skull crusher, you stone carver, you mo'o slayer, so bloodthirsty for the fearless, sweet, weed-scented swimmer. Or was it the claw of the mo'o, of the rain-drenched cave of Goddess Hina, that dragged a young bugga into the murky depths? Upon reaching her deep, dark, limu-laden green mouth, Maka Olana Kila, she forcefully surrenders her full, swollen self, plunging once more into the wide, stormy bay. Both river and sea currents reluctantly mingle. She truly is what old Hawaii called her, destructive waters, Wailuku, the river, life-giving, life-grasping, ruthless Kahawai.